1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Israeli military officials say the Red Cross confirms the release of 14 foreign nationals, or 14 Israeli hostages, and three foreign nationals on the third day of the temporary ceasefire. President Biden has just confirmed that four-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Idan is among them. It's the third day of the pause. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS's Face the Nation it's going as well as could be expected.
Okay. It's a call set up for today with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and I think you will see the United States continue to do what we have been doing, and particularly President Biden continue to do what he is doing, because that is what is generating results.
Correspondent Imtiaz Taieb is in the West Bank.
In Gaza, the pause in violence allowed war-weary Palestinians to return to their homes in the north of the Strip, only to find entire city blocks gutted by airstrikes. Hamas leaders said Israeli forces had been preventing aid trucks from entering the area, a stark reminder of how brittle the truce agreement is, as Israel continues to vow it will resume its campaign to destroy Hamas after the pause.
As Americans head home from the holiday, WCBS TV's Christina Phan says the highways and skies are going to be crowded.
The TSA predicts that it will screen 2.9 million people Sunday. That's the largest number of passengers in its 20-plus year history.
And CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there could be some weather-related delays in the Midwest and East.
There will be heavy rain up and down the Northeast Corridor beginning late afternoon into the early evening and carrying on into Monday morning.
Pope Francis is a bit under the weather due to a lung inflammation, but he still appeared at Sunday morning's Vatican Mass. CBS's Anna Matranga is in Rome.
The Pope spoke briefly at the beginning and the end of the blessing, which was instead read by an aide sitting next to him in the chapel of the Pope's residence, not the usual window overlooking St. Peter's Square. The 86-year-old coughed and had a bandage on his right hand, but otherwise appeared normal.
From Sacramento, California, KOVR-TV's Sade Brown has more on a cultural shopping event there.
Organizers say the 7th annual Shop Black Friday event in Sacramento celebrates the need for the Black community to be more self-sufficient and to support seasoned entrepreneurs like Terilyn Tracy. She's had her business for 20 years.
It seems like that the community is actually supporting and they're actually recognizing that there are a lot of Black vendors out here.
And upcoming Black entrepreneurs.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for snow. Highs around 29. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight 14. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Kenny Brandt from Hartford, Wisconsin, kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party. Hey, everybody. Tim Hobelt, the polka guy, with you. Feeling a little under the weather. We seem to have picked up this stupid bug, upper respiratory infection. And so we're not going to be talking too much today. And that's why there was a couple of programs that may have been rerun on the program here. But sorry about that, but we'll do the best we can here the next few weeks. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. And spent a lot of nights time with your family and friends. And thanks for thinking about me here. We'll just keep on spinning the polkas the best we can. Let's play one more here from Kenny, okay? And hope you don't have a chip on your shoulder.
Your shoulder's where I wanna lay my head. We'll be right back.
Don Peachy and the orchestra and the Pilsen Polka. Dick Rogers coming up on the CD player right now, and an old recording of his from about 1970. And Stop In Saturday Night.
If you're feeling lonely and you don't know what to do, take a trip to Pulaski, Dick Rogers, Stop In. Put some money in the jukebox, punch a tune or two. Listen to the music of the six bad Dutchmen. Another one, it's only 10:30. Play a tune by Lawrence Stucco and the Red Ribbons. Now we're out of music, so we'll get some change from Dick and listen to the music of time.
seems to me you've got a real good start. Cause pleasing people comes right from your heart.
As years go by, I will look back and see my dream come true to sing with Eddie B.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
And welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. A little under the weather here, and we won't be talking too much in the programs, but I do appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to the great tunes here that we're playing for you today. We've got a tune from Elroy Benz. This is an older recording of his from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. So let's start things off with this here.
Thank you.
Asia girl from far away. Raised on Chinese cooking, she eat it every day. This girl, she left her homeland and moved to USA. She met a young Slovenian, and now you'll hear her say,
she don't want no Pedro, she wants a Kovacic. She don't want no Pedro, she wants a Kovacic. She don't want no Pedro, she wants a Kovacic. She don't want no Pedro, she wants a
was at 4 a.m. one night. The waiter, he came over. She gave him such a fright. He said, we got grande bouillon and rice and rolls are free. She said, I saw, but all you know, that's just one thing for me.
She don't want no Pedro, she wants a Kovace. She don't want no Pedro, she wants a Kovace. She don't want no Pedro, she wants a Kovace. She don't want no Pedro, she wants a Kovace.
We'll be right back.
Jack Tati and his orchestra from an old recording. Mario's Waltz before that, Spicy Polka. With that, we're going to take a little station break. We'll be back with more right here on Homegrown Radio, WFHR, FM 97.5 AM 1320. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Polka Party.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Ach yeah, back with more music here. A little German song here from Hank Haller and the band from the early mid-60s. Schnapps, das was his vinyl word.
Schnapps.
Again, you and I.
wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dziękuję wam wszystkim ludziom, co dzisiaj poprzyszli. Wyście wszyscy tańcowali, mi wam ładnie grali. Picie piwo, picie wódkę, tak młody jak stary. Good luck Johnny, good luck Merka, good luck everybody. Today. Thanks for support and thanks for your kind ways. Thank you for loving polkas as they are. You're the guiding light for every polka star. Thank you for making polkas number one. Thanks for the laughs and thank you for the fun. Thank you, we say it time and time again until the end. We'd like to thank you all.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by here at the polka party. We got about a minute and 40 seconds left. Time to get a tune in here by Louis Bichel. Dance around the floor with me. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in here to the new WFHR. Have yourself a great week, everybody. I'm going to try to get better my next week. So have yourself a great weekend. We'll do this again next month. Only back to December already. Have yourself a great one, everybody.
I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From